Writers, the Winter Blueprint Challenge 2026 is on, and I can't wait to do it, and I can't wait to tell you about it. Okay, so this time around, we're going to have two ways to play. First, we'll run the blueprint for supporters. 10 weeks of blueprint assignments, live events, and encouragement starting January 12, 2026. Or, and this is the big news, apply to join our very first blueprint cohort. 10 of you will become a small group that receives direct feedback from me and from Jenny on flap copy and the 3-page inside outline, and joins 5 group-only live sessions, and becomes a part of a members-only community dedicated to helping you create a blueprint that leads you to the book you want to start and finish. Applications to join this group open December 15th, 2025, and will be evaluated on a first-come, first-serve basis. Once we have 10 people, we're going to close down the application, so get yours in early. Early bird pricing for the small cohort is $1,000 until December 22nd. After that, the price goes up to $1,200 if there are even spaces left by then. I am so excited about this, so get your application in early. The regular blueprint will run for supporters at the usual supporter pricing, but this other cohort is going to be really special. Details on how and where to apply are in the show notes, or they're going to be pretty prominently displayed at amwritingpodcast.com.
Hi, I'm Jenny Nash, and you're listening to the Hashtag Amwriting Podcast. This is a Write Big session where I'm bringing you short episodes about the mindset shifts that help you stop playing small and write like it mattered. Today, I'm talking about the winter solstice and the end of the darkest days and the coming of the light. I've always loved the solstice, both the summer and the winter, because it's something my dad has always loved. He's not big into birthdays or traditional holidays, but he loves the land and the seasons and the turning of the world, and the idea of the light coming and going has always been very important to him. So he'll often call me up on the solstice and say, "Happy solstice," or "How are you celebrating the solstice?" or that sort of thing, which I just think is so delightful. And I also think about it every year because the house where I live has a north-facing porch. And in the summer, the sun streams in and it's hot and it's sunny and the plants thrive and everything is very bright and alive. And in the winter, there's no sunlight at all on this porch and the plants suffer and the moss grows on the brick and it's all sort of just very dark and sad. And I can't wait until the day when the sun hits the porch again. It usually comes back sometime in March. So we have a ways to go. But this is that hinge of the year, or that moment when the turn happens. And it's just so full of hope and delight. Like, yay, look, the days are getting longer. And what's always so cool is how quickly and steadily the light starts coming back. And you can really feel it where the days start getting longer and you can see the change of the sun. I just love thinking about this so much. And what any of this has to do with writing and with writing big is that this turn or this change is what it feels like to write big. We all fall into moments of darkness in our writing life. And sometimes those moments happen day to day where you don't have time to write, or you don't like what you wrote, or maybe something bigger, like you get a rejection, or something happens that just knocks you off your project completely. Or maybe it's even bigger than those things where you don't even choose the project that you really want to work on, or you don't say the thing that you really want to say, or you don't bring your full authority and your full power to the page. These are all kinds of darkness, and the turn toward the light doesn't happen all at once. You can't just snap your fingers and suddenly not be afraid, or suddenly find time, or suddenly not get rejected. It doesn't work like that. We have to keep turning again and again toward whatever lights us up, whatever that fire is within us. You have to just keep choosing to turn toward it again and again and again. So it becomes a kind of practice. And again, maybe it's a daily practice, or maybe it's when something big happens, but it's something you have to really pay attention to. In my own writing life, I've been facing a challenge related to the book that I'm working on around these big concepts. And from the very start, this project has hit a kind of challenging situation. I don't want to say a lot about it now because the situation's not resolved, but suffice it to say that it brought in some darkness to me for sure. And what I tend to do when I get uncomfortable, what I think a lot of us do, is you want to get out of that discomfort. You want it to end. And so what I do is I have these wild swings of thought, like, well, that's it. I just won't do the project. Or that's it. I just won't do it in this way. It's this black and white thinking, this all or nothing, this light or dark, this plugged in or not plugged in. And I think that that's going to be how I resolve the situation, is to swing to the other side or swing back and forth. I'm speaking very vaguely, but I think you all understand what that feeling is like of wanting to get away from the discomfort that our work brings us. And the solution, though, is, again, just in the moment of every moment, turning back toward the light. So for me, what that has meant right now is I'm not going to give anybody power in this project. No single agent or editor or publisher or person is going to have more power over this project than me. I know what this book is and what I want it to be. I can see it so clearly. And that vision is the light. That vision is what I keep turning toward. And when things get challenging or I have to call in a whole bunch of patience that I don't feel like I have, or I just am not comfortable with the situation, I just keep turning toward that light, turning toward that vision, understanding that it's going to come back little bit by little bit, day by day. And then one day, that light is going to be shining full and bright onto this project. So this big solstice moment of the turn in the year and the turn of the earth is just a great reminder for me of what that feels like in the writing life and how we can take a lesson from what happens every year without fail at this time of year, which is that the light comes back. If we can have that faith in our own work and that belief in what we're trying to do, the light is going to always come back. So any darkness that you're feeling in your work or your project or anything that's come externally onto it that makes it feel heavy or dark, just keep turning toward the light. Keep turning toward the vision of what you want to write and what you want to say and what feels big to you. And that, at its very root, is what playing big is about. So as you clock the light coming back this year and the days begin to get brighter, think about what the light is in your writing life and how you can keep turning toward it and how you can make things brighter and more alive for yourself in your work whenever you encounter a bit of darkness. If you keep doing that, there's no way that you're not going to write big. Happy solstice. Until next time, stop playing small and write like it matters.
The Hashtag AmWriting podcast is produced by Andrew Perilla. Our intro music, aptly titled Unemployed Monday, was written and played by Max Cohen. Andrew and Max were paid for their time and their creative output because everyone deserves to be paid for their work.